VW posts impressive gains in 2014. Ford unveils two e-bikes as part of its mobility plan. And Cadillac reveals a new race car. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 2nd of 2015. Ford is expanding its smart mobility plan with the introduction of a couple of electric bikes at the Mobility World Congress in Barcelona. The bikes are powered by a 200-watt motor, which provides an electric assist up to 15 miles an hour. They're also designed to fold up for storage in a Ford vehicle. They're equipped with a sensor that alerts the rider when another vehicle is overtaking it by vibrating the handlebars. It's an experiment called Handle on Mobility that's aimed at integrating e-bikes with automotive and public transportation options. The overall goal is to reduce congestion and make mobility more efficient. Volkswagen just posted its financial earnings for 2014, and the results are very impressive. Last year, the company sold 10.2 million vehicles, which is a 5% gain. Its total revenue for the year hit $227 billion, which is up about 3% compared to the previous year. And the company's net profit jumped 21%, coming in at $12 billion. Not to mention, the company anticipates that its success will continue this year. It forecasts that sales revenue will be 4% higher than in 2014. Global car sales are off to a good start in 2015. Wards reports that automakers sold 7 million vehicles, a gain of 3% compared to a year ago. North America led the way with a 13.5% jump. The Asia-Pacific region and Europe followed, both posting over 2% gains. But South America was the only region to see a decrease in January, with sales plummeting nearly 20%. Still to come, Mazda gambles on diesels in Japan. Cadillac unveils the racing version of the ATS V Coupe, and what Ford says can be done to attract new fans into motorsports.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
On Friday, we showed you the Mercedes AMG GT3. And now Cadillac is showing off the car it will compete with in the same series, the ATS VR. It's an extension of the upcoming ATS V Coupe and is powered by a twin-turbo V6 engine, ditching the V8 that was in the previous CTS VR. The drivers also have to get used to paddle shifters because, as one driver said, it's the first race car he's driven with them. Cadillac will also field the official ATS V Pace car, an Escalade medical response vehicle for the Pirelli World Challenge. Mazda is placing a big bet on diesels in Japan. The company announced that it will only offer diesel engines for its new CX-3 compact crossover in its home market. It's a gamble for the company because diesel-powered cars have a negative image in the country, and last year they only made up 3% of sales in Japan. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. If you follow Autoline on Twitter, you may have seen that we were off-driving all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles from FCA in Montreal's Winter Wonderland. The automaker wanted to show off how well its systems work in even the most treacherous of conditions. We went through a snow and ice-covered road course, slaloms, figure eights, and an off-road area. We'll have more to report on that in the days to come. But if you want to learn more about what we've done, where we're going, what's coming up on Autoline, and much, much more, then follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Autoline. And coming up next, a look at how car companies can boost interest in motor racing.
Hey! Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Most racing series are losing viewership and having a hard time attracting new fans. On Autoline After Hours last week, we were joined by Dave Parachek, the head of Ford Performance, and Jamie Allison, who oversees the racing activities. In the following clip, they share their thoughts on what to do about the problem.
Motorsports is, to some, is a form of entertainment, right? And it's a show to some. To us, it's our industry. You know, we are a car company. This is car racing. This is our intersection. So to us, there's a broader perspective, and that is around technology, relevance, pride, you know, a whole host of things, consumer outreach. There's a whole host of things that are relevant to us. But you talk about, in general, the consumption of motorsports. The series are very mindful of the fact that there's now competition for consumption. You know, there's other forms of entertainment that's out there. But live sports, which is what auto racing is, continues to percolate as a high interest among viewership. So I think adjustment of formats, adjustments of the forms is all the dials that series have to do.
Yeah, I think it's all about relevance, right? And as Jamie said, we are meeting with all the different series and as manufacturers, not just Ford, but as manufacturers together, to make sure that we're modifying formats and technologies and things that will make it relevant to everyone and keep that as something that people want to go be entertained with. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's an acknowledgement, a very serious acknowledgement, that it's time to increase and improve the relevance of the sport to today's time. And so I'm really encouraged by it because what we see happening, I think, is very cool. And so we think that there's a great future for the racing in general.
There's a lot of great info about Ford Performance and its racing activities in that show. And if you haven't done so, you can watch it right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. And speaking of Autoline After Hours, make sure you tune in this Thursday when our special guest will be Art Anderson, the chief engineer of the Jeep Renegade. If you've got any questions about that new small crossover, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. And remember, the live show now starts at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.